Welcome to dive into a fascinating and highly practical topic, Universal Design for Learning, or UDL.
That's right. UDL is all about designing lessons that are accessible, engaging, and flexible enough to work for all kinds of learners. Picture this, a classroom with students learning in different ways, some using tablets with headphones, others working on 3D models, some collaborating on a concept map, and even a student recording a video explanation of their understanding.
I love that image. It's vibrant, inclusive, and really brings the principles of UDL to life. UDL is essentially about practical empathy in lesson design. Instead of creating separate plans for every student, you design a lesson that works for diverse learners from the start.
Exactly. And UDL is based on three core principles: multiple means of representation, multiple means of engagement, and multiple means of action and expression. Let's break those down, shall we?
Sure. The first principle, representation, is about how students access information. It's providing content in different ways, so it's understandable and flexible to individual needs. For example, instead of just a textbook, you might offer a video, a diagram, or even a hands-on model.
Right. And the second principle, engagement, focuses on how students stay motivated and involved. This could mean offering choices in what they work on, connecting tasks to their interests, or using small group discussions to build emotional safety and relevance.
The third principle, action and expression, is about how students show what they've learned. Instead of a one-size-fits-all test, you might let students choose between writing a report, creating a video, or even building a physical model to demonstrate mastery.
And what's great about these principles is that they align perfectly with established learning theories. For example, Piaget and Kolb emphasize the importance of hands-on learning and reflection, and UDL encourages that through varied experiences.
Absolutely. You've also got Vygotsky's social constructivism, which advocates for learning through interaction. UDL supports that with scaffolded group work and peer teaching opportunities.
Not to mention the connection to brain research. We know that varied, meaningful experiences help strengthen neural pathways, and UDL promotes exactly that by offering multiple modalities and practice opportunities.
Okay, let's get practical. If a teacher wanted to start incorporating UDL into their lessons, what's the first step?
Good question. One easy way to start is with an advance organizer, a visual map, a KWL chart, or even a short narrative to introduce the topic and set the stage. This gives students a clear context and multiple access points to the lesson.
I like that. And for engagement, you could offer a choice board with different ways to approach the topic. For example, in a reading unit, students could choose between discussing a book in a group, creating a podcast, or making a poster. It lets them play to their strengths.
Exactly. And for action and expression, it's about providing tools and scaffolds to help students succeed. Checklists, rubrics, and even multiple attempts with feedback can give students the confidence to show what they know in a way that works for them.
And it's not just about the lesson itself. UDL fits seamlessly into the before, during, and after phases of teaching. For example, before the lesson, you can check prior knowledge with a quick quiz or concept map. During the lesson, you can use formative checks like exit tickets or thumbs up or down. And after, you can provide actionable feedback and allow for revisions.
It's such a holistic approach, isn't it? And what I love is that UDL doesn't have to be overwhelming. You can start small, maybe just adding one new representation or one new product option to an existing lesson.
Yes, and a single rubric can work across multiple formats. For example, whether a student submits an essay or a video, you can assess them on the same criteria like understanding, reasoning, and clarity.
That's such an efficient way to handle diverse outputs. And speaking of efficiency, let's talk about some quick adaptations for common classroom situations. Lisa, what would you suggest for a lower resource classroom?
Great point. For lower resource settings, you can use paper-based versions of digital tools. For instance, students can draw concept maps on paper or record audio explanations on their phones. Peer-supported stations can also maximize interaction and learning.
That's so practical. And for subjects like maths or science, manipulatives, and real-world problems can really help make abstract concepts tangible. For example, students could use fraction tiles or even build a small stool to explore design principles.
Exactly. And in language arts, you could offer audio readings or story maps alongside traditional text, allowing students to choose how they engage with a story. It's all about meeting them where they are.
So, to sum up, UDL is about creating learning environments that are inclusive, flexible, and engaging for all students. Start small, reuse materials, and focus on clear success criteria to keep things manageable.
And don't forget to involve your students in the process. Teach them how to make choices that align with their strengths and goals. It's not just about what they learn, but how they learn best.
Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you feel inspired to bring some UDL magic into your classroom.
See you next time for more strategies to make teaching and learning more effective and inclusive.